Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. Mm-hmm. Let's do it again. It's time for Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, Alex, let's say hi to a chemical plant operator. Oh. It's Renee.
Hey,
good morning, Renee.
What's up, Renee?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Renee, we appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. Y'all, Renee is a chemical plant operator.
Sounds like a lot of money is made in that profession.
So here's the way it's going to work, Renee. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, 60 seconds starts right now. All right, just tell us what you do, first and foremost, as a chemical plant operator.
Basically, take readings, walk around the plant, make sure nothing's broken, make sure if it is broken, do what we can to fix it or tell somebody to fix it, write up reports, make sure everything's functioning the way it's supposed to function in regards to making really expensive chemicals.
Yeah, like what kind of chemicals?
Where I'm at, we make the base stock for plastics. So you're talking about chemicals that are going to be in pretty much everything we use right now. Polyolefins, polyethylene, olefins up to and including some forms of lighter gasoline.
Ooh, dang, fancy. Hey, is this company really big that you work for?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
What do you have to do to get this job? What kind of training or schooling do you have to take?
Formally, it's a 2-year degree. It's a technical degree, process technology. Then after that, it just depends. You can either go in with an internship or you can get hired directly or work your way up through working at smaller plants and then apply. Usually, I'd say it's about anywhere from a 2 to 4-year window of getting into a place you want to work at.
Renee, if you screw the pooch and get some readings wrong or you'd absolutely fail at your job, what's the worst thing that could happen?
There could be a definite harm to the environment, definite injuries to people up to and including fatalities. Mm. Yeah, you could affect the nearby neighborhood, which we have with noise. Sometimes, mostly noise, but there could be quite a bit of ramifications if you're not on your game.
So it's very important what he does.
Yes. What made you decide, or how did you decide to get into this field?
Well, I was actually a teacher for about 8 years before I got into it, and loved teaching, but wasn't making too much money.
Well, there you go. That explains it right there.
There you go.
It's all about that money.
Hey, by the way, were you a science teacher, like chemistry, something like that?
Yeah, he was Walter White. Sad he did not want to.
If I was Walter White, I might be in a different line of
business. Yeah, that's true. That's true. He wouldn't be doing what he's doing now. All right.
I have a number. Yeah. Alex does not because he always steals yours.
Mm-hmm.
Text your guest right now. Renee, the chemical plant operator. How much money does he make? Text your guest to 51993. And be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guest to 51993. On the phone with us is Renee. Renee is a chemical plant operator. He takes readings, walks around the plant. If it's broken, he tries to fix it or find someone to fix it. He writes reports, and currently they're making base stock for plastics. There's chemicals basically in everything we do. Mm-hmm. Then he mentioned a bunch of words that started with poly. Poly this, poly that,
poly on a cracker.
It's a big company. Typically, you have to have a 2-year tech degree. Then you go with an internship, or you get hired directly, or you work your way from smaller plants. Mm-hmm. About a 2 to 4 year window to get into a place that you want to work. What's the worst thing that could happen if he didn't do his job right? Well, harm to the environment, injury to people, fatalities.
Dang.
And before this, he was a teacher for 8 years, but wanted to make more money.
I feel him.
All right. I feel like I have a number in mind, but not quite sure if I'm happy with this. No. But why don't we start off with you, Alex?
Got a text of 51993 from Stacy saying, I used to work in HR for Shell in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
$61,000. I'm like, boom.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe my guess isn't as off as I thought it might be.
Different chemical? I don't know.
Okay, so I was thinking maybe he's in the 6-digit mark because what he does is so important. But my initial guess was 75, and I feel like my gut is more right than wrong. So I'm going with 75.
I like it.
Okay, 61 for Alex, 75,000 for me.
One of those is going to hit.
We shall see right now. Renee, how much are you making every year?
$160,000.
Whoa! We were way
right,
off.
Right. So what'd you learn, Booker?
Do not go with my gut. Man, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
Renee. Yeah, no wonder you left teaching.
Right?
So surely that's not like within the first 2 years. How long did it take you to get to that salary?
I guess it took me about 4 years.
That's awesome. Good for you.
I started thinking, I was like, man, his job is so important that he's got to be making the six figures. But I initially came out with that 75. I stuck with it, but we were off. Even so, it would have been low 160s. He's way out there.
Way.
Well, thank you so much for keeping our environment safe. And thank you for sharing your salary. Now, the reason sharing your salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work. But call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text salary to 51993. Share your salary helps everybody, but we do need you.